GPT-5 versus Claude versus Nova on Bedrock. A production governance bake-off with GPT-5.5 and Codex landing on Amazon Bedrock. Platform teams now face a genuine choice between three frontier model families within the same control plane. This analysis compares GPT-5.5, Claude 3.7 Sonnet, and Amazon Nova Pro through the lens of teams shipping AI into regulated production environments, the arrival of GPT-5.5, GPT-5.4, and Codex on Amazon Bedrock is not just a product event, it is a signal that Bedrock is consolidating as the unified control plane for frontier models in enterprise environments. For teams operating in regulated sectors, the question has shifted from which model to use, to how do we govern multiple frontier models with the same security, traceability, and cost controls we already apply to the rest of our AWS infrastructure? This analysis does exactly that bake-off. GPT-5.5 versus Claude 3.7 Sonnet versus Amazon Nova Pro focused on production, not benchmarks. What changed when GPT-5 landed on Bedrock? Before OpenAI models arrived on Bedrock, choosing GPT-4 or GPT-4o meant leaving the AWS perimeter. Direct calls to the OpenAI API, secrets managed outside Secrets Manager, logs that bypassed CloudTrail, and data potentially leaving your residency region. For teams requiring LGPD, PCIe-DSS, or SOC 2 compliance, that was a real governance cost, not a theoretical one. With GPT-5.5 and Codex available via Bedrock, Invoke Model and Bedrock, Invoke Model with Response Stream, the model becomes just another ARN resource. That means the IAM policies you already have, including conditions like always, requested region, Bedrock mightball eyed, and always, principal tag apply directly. CloudTrail records every invocation. Amazon Bedrock guardrails, with its content filters, PIA detection, and grounding checks, covers GPT-5.5 the same way it covers Claude or Nova. What this does not solve: network latency to regions where the model is still served via cross-region endpoints, and the fact that GPT-5.5 weights do not reside in your account. You are consuming a hosted model, not a deployed one. For use cases requiring full inference isolation, such as document analysis with classified customer data, this remains a threat model item that needs explicit documentation. The dimension benchmarks miss operational behavior. Academic benchmarks measure capability under controlled conditions. In financial production, what matters is behavior under load, P99 latency consistency, and the real cost of a response. Not the average cost, but the cost of an 8K token prompt with a 2K output at peak hours. Claude 3.7 Sonnet has a characteristic that matters greatly for agentic workflows. Extended syncing mode produces chained reasoning that is auditable. In compliance contexts, being able to show the intermediate reasoning of a credit decision or fraud triage has direct regulatory value. GPT-5.5 also supports chain of thought, but the level of control over reasoning verbosity and the separation between scratchpad and final output is still less granular via Bedrock API than what Anthropic exposes natively. Amazon Nova Pro, on the other hand, is the only one of the three where you have full visibility into the model lifecycle within AWS. It supports fine-tuning via Bedrock custom model jobs, meaning you can adapt the model to domain-specific vocabulary, derivatives terminology, for example, without relying on prompt engineering. Nova Pro's cost per token is significantly lower, which matters when you are processing millions of documents in batch with Bedrock batch inference. The most common failure mode I see in production is not the model being wrong. It is the system lacking sufficient observability to know when the model was wrong. That leads directly to the instrumentation question. Instrumentation, where most teams get it wrong. Bedrock emits native metrics to CloudWatch: invocation latency, input token count, output token count, invocation client errors, invocation throttles. But these metrics alone are insufficient to operate an AI system in financial production. What is missing is correlation between the model invocation and business context. Which user, which product, which decision was influenced by that response? The approach that works is instrumenting with OpenTelemetry at the application level, propagating a trace ID that crosses the Bedrock call and is included in the model invocation logging payload. When you enable model invocation logging with S3's plus CloudWatch logs as destination, each record includes the Bedrock rerect. If you inject that rerect as an attribute in your hotel's pen, you can correlate a customer complaint with the exact prompt and response that generated that decision. That is real auditability. For GPT 5.5 specifically, one watch point. The model supports response format, JSON object and structured outputs, but schema validation happens on the model side, not in guardrails. If you need to guarantee that the response respects a specific schema before persisting to DynamoDB, add a validation step in the Lambda that processes the response. Do not assume the model will always return valid JSON underload or with adversarial prompts, CloudTrees. 7 with extended thinking exposes the reasoning block as a separate field in the response. Store that field in S3s with a 7-year retention policy if you are in a regulated environment. It is decision-making evidence, not just a technical log. Real cost beyond price per token. Frontier model cost comparisons frequently stop at input-output token price. That is the smallest component of total cost in production systems. The components that dominate cost are 1. Tokens wasted by poorly structured prompts, 2. Retries due to throttling, and 3. The cost of operating the system around the model. GPT 5.5 has a higher price per token than CloudTrees, Sept Sonnet, and significantly higher than Nova Pro. For a document analysis workload processing 10 million pages per month with an average context of 4K tokens per page, the cost difference between GPT 5.5 and Nova Pro can be on the order of 5 ATAX. This is not an argument against using GPT 5.5. It is an argument for using it selectively in cases where its differentiated reasoning capability justifies the cost. Bedrock batch inference changes the calculation for async workloads. With batch, you get up to 50% discount on token price for Cloud and Nova. GPT Sync. Sync on Bedrock does not yet support batch inference at the time of this analysis, meaning that for large-scale processing, you need to manage your own queue, SQQS plus Lambda with reserved concurrency, and handle the account-level TPM, token per minute limits, Bedrock TPM limits for third-party models like GPT-Sync. Sync are managed via service quota, and increases require an AWS support request. In multi-tenant environments where multiple products share the same AWS account, this can become a bottleneck. The solution is to use AWS organizations with separate accounts per product and independent quotas. Do not share TPM limits between critical and experimental workloads. The routing pattern that resolves the dilemma, the answer to which model to use in mature production systems, is not a single choice, it is a router. Implement an AI gateway in Lambda or ECS that classifies each request by complexity, data sensitivity, and latency requirement and routes to the appropriate model. Low complexity, high volume requests go to Nova Pro. Analysis requiring auditable reasoning go to Claude 3.7 with extended thinking, code generation in CI/CD pipelines goes to Codex. same guardrails, same cloud trails, same trace ID, unified governance with workload optimized cost. This pattern reduces total cost by quite a 60% compared to using GPT 5.5 for everything without sacrificing quality where it matters. Empty patterns I encounter in production. Using GPT 5.5 for all workloads because it is the most capable. Ignores that 70% of tasks do not need frontier reasoning and pays 508x more for it. Not enabling model invocation logging without prompt RANCI logs, regulatory audit is impossible, and quality regression debugging is blind. Assuming Bedrock guardrails replaces schema validation in code, guardrails filters content, not data structure. Invalid JSON still passes through. Sharing TPM limits between critical and experimental workloads in the same AWS account, a token burst experiment can throttle a production feature. Not propagating trace IDs in Bedrock calls loses the correlation between business decision and model invocation, making incident investigations much slower. My curation note, in practice, what I would do is start with Claude 3's Ceph Sonnet as the default model for any new workload in a financial environment. The auditable extended thinking is worth more than the cost differences versus Nova Pro when you are in a regulated sector. Introduce GPT 5.25 and Codex specifically for the AI-assisted DevOps pipeline, where code generation quality justifies the premium cost. Nova Pro would enter as a routing destination for large-scale classification and extraction with fine-tuning trained on domain vocabulary. The lesson I learned the hard way: the biggest risk is not choosing the wrong model, it is not having sufficient observability to know when any model is wrong. Invest in trace IDs, model invocation logging, and quality drift alerts before optimizing which model to use. Recommendation: do not choose a model, build a router. The arrival of GPT 5.5 and Codex on Bedrock does not make Claude or Nova obsolete. It completes the portfolio. The recommendation is clear: implement an AI gateway that routes by workload, not by model preference. Use Claude 3's Ceph Sonnet as the default for tasks requiring auditable reasoning in regulated environments. Use GPT-Sign, Ceph, and Codex for code generation and high-complexity reasoning tasks where the premium cost is justified by value. Use Nova Pro for large-scale processing and cases where domain fine-tuning is viable. In all cases, enable model invocation logging on day one, propagate trace IDs, and treat TPM limits as an infrastructure quota requiring capacity planning, not a configuration detail. Unified governance on Bedrock is the real asset here. The models are commodities that will evolve. Build your platform around the controls, not around a specific model.